my other special guest is Bob Tuscan. He was originally in a Star Wars movie as one of the Tuscan Raiders, and now he's become a famous radio show host.
All right. Anyway,
can you do the rest of the show, please? Yeah, back into the Vincent Eastwood character, please.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm actually wearing my hat from my dad's company. And God rest his soul, Eastwood Forklift Tires. He designed like 400 different types of tires himself. He was the guy who invented the ability to bond metal to rubber, and he managed to solve traction problems and freezing works. You know, that was my dad.
Have left behind a huge estate.
Yeah, he did, and it's all locked away in a trust, so I can't benefit from any of it.
Oh no, it's a Jewish conspiracy. Dude.
Hey, I could have, like, if they had split it up equitably amongst the kids and what have you, we'd all have our own homes paid off. Like, basically, that'd be about as much just for us kids in the estate. But it's locked down to the point where if anybody gets anything, that means everybody has to get everything, and you have to get everybody in the entire trust to agree, which basically, for all intents and purposes, means nobody gets anything ever. And so I'm going to have to do whatever I can in order to just survive at this point. it's unfortunate. But, you know, such is life. You don't get everything you think you think you need. And you just got to survive otherwise. Now, infighting in the truth movement, and this is something that is a very interesting topic, and I don't want to mention any names here, and I don't want to go into it. I just want to talk about the subject of infighting, just in general.
Do we have to?
You know, maybe we could change the subject. If you got something you'd rather talk about, Bob?
I don't know. I there's a million other topics I'd rather talk about, to be honest, and I don't mean to be a party pooper here, because it is definitely a topic that is prevalent, but I've tried to resist it at all possible angles, and not because I'm concerned about, you know, I don't know. I think there's more important topics that I focus on that I think we should get into while we have some remaining time here on the show. And the main one is the HIV issue for me. And I made the point a couple breaks ago that, you know, we were talking about what it is we do that actually makes a difference. And I said that when we talk about health, somebody out there listening, hopefully, will actually be able to incorporate the information provided and protect themselves and save themselves from the pharmaceutical industrial complex's cocktails that they want to poison you with, and so on and so forth. So for me, the two big topics lately have been cancer and AIDS. AIDS being something that I've been involved with for some time now. And there's a lot of disinformation about the HIV topic out there that I'd like to address just briefly, and I hope people look into it further when they get some time and go beyond just the surface level info I'll be able to get into. There's two schools of thoughts amongst the alternative media, whatever that is or isn't. There's the idea that HIV is a virus that was manufactured in a laboratory, put into vaccines, and spread amongst us to slowly kill us. Okay. I have no doubt that there's nasty stuff in vaccines. I have no doubt that there is an agenda, rather, to slowly kill us. All right. But here's my problem with that. And here's why I subscribe to the other idea, which is, rather than AIDS being developed in a laboratory, AIDS was developed in a boardroom. The idea that this virus, which they've never actually isolated, known as HIV, which they don't actually test for when you receive a so-called HIV test, is the cause of this immune system breakdown, is heavily naive, especially when you couple that with the fact that people who are supposedly dying of AIDS are tested for their antibodies. And these antibodies are naturally elevated when the body's fighting off illness. Okay, so you can be pregnant. As a pregnant lady, your body's antibodies are naturally elevated because you're protecting the baby and you're protecting the process of pregnancy. You could have underlying illnesses like malaria and so on and so forth that could increase your antibody level. This isn't HIV. This is high levels of antibodies. But you're told that you have HIV if you reach a certain criteria and you meet a certain risk group. In other words, if you're gay, you're black, you've been to Africa, all these questions that you'll hear when they give you the test, the so-called test. And then they tell you that, okay, you're HIV positive, supposedly, even though we've never isolated it, even though we're basing this on just the fact that your antibodies are elevated and you're going to die. And you need to protect yourself for as long as you're able to live with a drug called AZT. What is AZT?
Well, before you continue, this sounds remarkably similar to how they diagnose children with ADHD and ADD with no testing to actually verify it really of any scientific nature, and then they drug them for the rest of their life.
That's very that's a good example that I've never thought of. And there's no test. They say that there's different levels in your brain, but they've never been able to test your actual brain chemistry. They just kind of come up with this arbitrary definition of ADD. And even there was that story going around, the so-called founder of ADD had admitted on his deathbed, I think, that sure enough, it's a made up thing. Just as made up as the Jewish people, perhaps. Okay, bad joke. But the point remains that HIV works in a similar fashion. So they take these people, they create this boogeyman of a virus that's put you in fear. They say, you're going to die. You're going to die because you have this illness. And then they put you on AZT. What is AZT? Well, AZT is a reject chemotherapy drug. They originally used it as a chemotherapy.
I thought AZT was a West Coast rapper.
Well, that's a different AZT, Vinny. Okay.
Oh, wait, maybe that was Eazy-E.
He died of AIDS, didn't he?
Incidentally.
Maybe. Is that
Eazy-E died of AIDS because he didn't take his AZT?
No, because he did take his AZT. And what is AZT? It's a reject chemotherapy drug. They wouldn't even give it to cancer patients anymore, and we all know chemotherapy is poison. And it's a DNA destroyer. And what they do is they take somebody who's already sick, who already has their antibodies elevated, and they poison them with this medication that for the rest of their lives on a daily basis, that's going to further kill them and make their health decline. This is what AIDS is. This is what the HIV virus is. And in Africa, it works in a similar fashion. In Africa, they don't even test the people. They have something what's known as the Bengui definition of AIDS. And that is, if you have certain amount of symptoms, if you're losing weight rapidly, if you're sneezing, if you're coughing, if you have enough of these symptoms, you're then considered to be HIV positive with no test at all. And you're told you're going to die, and you have to make the choice as to whether or not you want to eat food, because you're very poor and AIDS has become a brand name for poverty in Africa, or you'll take your medicine. So people are deciding, okay, I eat some food here, or I have some of my AIDS medicine, and they can't decide. And then, of course, they don't have access to clean water. Most of these people are dying because of malnutrition, but no Bono, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and your also great eugenics plan, it is AIDS. Thank you for saving them with vaccines and medication. Because that's exactly what they need. More vaccines, more medication, even though they can't get a gosh darn clean glass of water. Are you kidding me? I mean, this stuff infuriates me, Vinny, and it's something that I've spent a lot of time on. I think it's a very important topic. And without getting too much more ahead of myself, I want to give out some quick resources for people to check out to learn more. One is House of Numbers. It's a great documentary that interviews many of the people who are involved with this field, even those that are involved with the lies, which is very important to hear it out of their own mouths, exposing themselves. It's called House of Numbers. You can find it on Netflix. You can find it on YouTube in a full-length version and so on and so forth. The other is made by a friend of mine, and it's called HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. Okay, HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, and that one you can find at the website AIDSfraudvideo.com. There's a group in New Zealand that looks at this. Rethinking AIDS has a group in New Zealand. There's a group in Perth, Australia, that looks at this, known as the Perth Group. And there's plenty of resources out there. Vinny?
I was hoping, just before we go to break, that you could plug your website and your show, Bob, so that people can go and listen to it.
If they want to listen to it after all this today, geez, they're probably going to swear me off. They said, geez, this guy was awful on the Vinny Iswood show. Why would I want to listen to his show? So, yeah, I do a show, whatever. It's 5 days a week, bobtuscan.com. Bobtuscan.com. It's at 10 o'clock East Coast time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm on Monday through Friday. Have an archive section, and I hope people check it out. One quick thing before I go, because I know we're coming up to the final moments here. There's a little girl named Lindsay Nagel. She was adopted from Romania. She was told she had AIDS. At 1 year old, they put her on the AZT. Her health started to rapidly decline. She realized that she was getting sick from the medication. They took her off. She's now 20-plus years old. All the other kids in her portion of the AIDS hospital, all dead. She's alive, living a healthy lifestyle. This is one of the biggest frauds of our lifetimes, folks, and we need to expose them. Vinny, thanks for having me on, brother.
Thank you very much for aiding me on this particular broadcast and filling it up with some good information, Bob. Thank you very much for your time. All right, and ladies and gentlemen, bear in mind, and I recommend that you go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Please subscribe for a couple of dollars a month so that we can keep everything running here. Bear in mind, of course, that my car is kind of broken down, overheating, and it's going to cost several hundred dollars to fix. So if you could donate, that would be very nice, because that way I can keep going to protests, keep going to public meetings, and putting them online for people around the world to see, which otherwise they generally wouldn't. Thank you very much for your time, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you again another time.